World Water Day was celebrated on March 22, but how much do we know about the water that ends up in our home? I'm Vanessa Silvera, and we're going with the flow, taking the trip from the river to your body, outlining the process of making water safe to drink. Stay tuned. While you may live for up to 3 weeks without food, you cannot go more than a week without water. From breaking down the food we eat so the body can use it, to helping us heal when we get sick, water is needed for almost every process that takes place in our bodies. And although over 70% of the Earth's surface is covered with water, drinking it directly from the seas, rivers, and wells can make you sick. Untreated water contains bacteria and other germs, as well as chemicals and animal waste that may be dangerous to the body, causing diseases such as cholera. So, in order to get the water from the river to your glass safely, it has to be treated. Water treatment processes differ depending on the source. If the water is coming from a river, for example, it usually goes through an extensive treatment process before reaching the pipe. Watershed Supervisor for Kingston, St. Thomas, St. Catherine, and St. Andrew, Jason Oliphant, says first, all the large particles are removed.
Here is where we do the first type of treatment in the form of sedimentation and screening. We screen the bigger stuff like the stick, stones, and debris. Then we come down to the sediment where we separate the sand from the stone. And then this water will leave from St. Thomas and pipe into Kingston via pipeline into the Mona Reservoir.
The Mona Reservoir is the island's largest raw water storage facility and provides the liquid to over 30% of people living in Kingston and St. Andrew. If that's the source of your water, here is where the next step of the treatment process occurs. And if you feel
you're sinking, here in the reservoir, we allow for maximum levels of mixing, maximum levels of aeration, as can be done here at the facility. We also, at the reservoir, allow for settling out of the silt and the suspended particles, dirt particles, that would otherwise be in the raw water. We then take the water from the reservoir and take it to the Mona treatment plant.
Corporate Public Relations Manager of the National Water Commission, Charles Buchanan. At the treatment plant, chemicals are added to purify the water. Chlorine is first added to kill the bacteria.
You have stages that include flocculation, where we actually add chemicals to the water that allow those microscopic dirt particles that are still in the water to be brought together in what we call flocs. And then we are able to skim it off and remove it from the water.
The water is then passed through filters which contain layers of sand, gravel, charcoal, and synthetic materials that remove remaining small particles. The final stage is disinfection. Here, chlorine is again added to kill remaining bacteria or other germs.
Ensuring that we have what we refer to as chlorine residual that goes with the water, so that as the water travels along the pipeline to our customers, should it come in contact with any germs along the way, there is enough chlorine residual in that water to destroy those germs and still be delivered to the customer in good quality.
Corporate Public Relations Manager of the National Water Commission, Charles Buchanan. The water is tested all throughout the treatment process to ensure that what you get in your pipe meets World Health Organization standards. So, the next time you take up a cup, glass, or bottle, take a minute to think of all the steps it took to get to you. Now that's definitely something that we can all drink to. Cheers!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.